Esi sveicināts Baltijas kalpošanas skolas raidījumā Mācies un māci. Īstā vieta, kur atklāt savu aicinājumu, sagatavoties un to īstenot. Par to arī parunāsim.
Welcome to our program.
Esiet sveicināti mūsu radio ierakstā.
This is a special one for us because it's the last one of this season.
Šis mums ir īpašs raidījums, jo tas ir šīs sezonas pēdējais raidījums.
And we are really happy about this year.
Mēs esam ļoti priecīgi par šo gadu.
But we still have something else.
Un mums ir vēl kas padomā.
I think in this school we are blessed by many people who came.
Manuprāt, šajā skolā mēs tiekam svētīti ar ļoti daudz cilvēkiem, kas viesojas.
People who share about their knowledge.
Cilvēki, kas dalās ar savām zināšanām.
But also who share about their hearts.
Bet arī, kur dalās ar savu sirdi.
People who didn't come in a rush.
Cilvēki, kas neatnāca steidzoties.
Who came to spend a week with us living here.
Bet nāca pavadīt laiku šeit ar mums.
And we can do life together.
Un mēs varam dzīvot dzīvi kopā.
And this last week was really special.
Un šī pagājušā nedēļa bija ļoti īpaša.
Because of the person we are going to interview today.
Pateicoties cilvēkam, kuru mēs intervēsim šodien.
His name is Jason.
Viņu sauc Jasons.
He was teaching about spiritual growth this week.
Viņš šonedēļ pasniedza garīgās izaugsmes nodarbības.
And is the person that we are going to know in this program.
Un mēs viņu šajā programmā vairāk iepazīsim.
So welcome.
Sveicināts.
Thank you for being here.
Paldies, ka esi šeit.
And how will you introduce yourself?
Kā tu ar sevi iepazīstināt?
If someone asks, who is Jason?
Ja kāds jautātu, kas ir Jasons?
Well, thank you for this opportunity.
Paldies par šo iespēju.
I would introduce myself as a father of three children.
Es iepazīstinātu sevi ar to, ka esmu trīs bērnu tēvs.
Their names are Finley, Elia and Ava.
Finlīs, Elia un
Ava.
Eva.
Yes, they are 7, 5 and 3 years old.
Viņiem ir 7, 5 and 3 gadi.
I have a beautiful wife named Monica.
Man ir brīnišķīga sieva Monika.
And we are missionaries with Greater Europe Mission in the Netherlands.
Mēs esam misionāri Nīderlandē.
Okay. And when you met Jesus, how was that moment for you? You are Christian from your whole life. Was something who came later?
Kā tu iepazinies ar Jēzu, vai tu esi kristietis visu savu dzīvi? Kāds bija šis brīdis tavā dzīvē?
So I grew up in a Christian home.
Es uzaugu kristīgā ģimenē.
I grew up learning about God and the Bible.
Es uzaugu mācoties par Dievu un par Bībeli.
And when I entered my teenage years,
un kad es iegāju šajā pusaudžu vecuma posmā,
I started realizing that my faith was not my own.
Es sāku saprast, ka mana ticība nav it kā manis paša.
But the faith of my parents.
Bet tā ir manu vecāku ticība.
And through a long process of rejecting God,
un ilgstoša procesa laikā, kurā es atteicos no Dieva,
God brought me back to him.
Dievs mani pieveda sev atpakaļ pie sevis.
Interesting. And well, for the audience, we can tell that yesterday you were sharing about your testimony in our chapel.
Un klausītājiem mēs varam atklāt, ka tu vakardien dievkalpojumā dalījies arī ar savu liecību.
So actually, I had some spoilers.
Un man bija pāris lietiņas, ko nu jau es zinu.
But there was a sentence you say that was really like moving for me.
Bet tu pateici tādus vārdus, kas mani ļoti iedvesmoja.
Because we all know about that, it's in the Bible.
Jo mēs visi par to zinām, tas ir rakstīts Bībelē.
But when you are telling that, at the same time you are sharing your story, became more real and more personal.
Bet tad, kad tu to pieminēji, stāstot savu stāstu, tas palika tik īsts un tik personisks.
And you told that God showed you or told you that nothing can separate yourself from His love.
Tu teici, ka Dievs tev pateica un parādīja, ka nav nekas, kas spēj šķirt tevi no Viņa mīlestības.
Yeah, actually, the sentence is, you cannot separate yourself from my love.
Jā, un tas teikums bija, tu nevari sevi nošķirt no manas mīlestības.
And it's what you experience again and again.
Un tas ir tas, ko tu piedzīvo atkal un atkal.
How was that for you? How you felt it?
Kā tas bija tev? Kā tu to sajuti?
Yes, you are correct.
Jā, tev ir taisnība.
Through the a time in my life,
caur manu dzīves posmu,
I did everything I could to get away from God.
Es darīju visu iespējamo, lai nošķirtu sevi no Dieva.
Every behavior to get away from God.
Jebkādu savu darbību, lai aizbēgtu no Viņa.
To displease God.
Lai būtu Viņam nepatīkams.
And to prove to God that I didn't need Him.
Un lai pierādītu Viņam, ka man Viņu nevajag.
And through all that,
un caur to visu,
I couldn't lose God.
Es Viņu nevarēju pazaudēt.
I could always feel Him near me.
Es Viņu vienmēr varēju sajust sev tuvumā.
Even at the lowest point in my life.
Pat savos dzīves zemākajos punktos.
I could still feel the love of God.
Es tik un tā varēju izjust Dieva mīlestību.
Regardless of the things that I had done.
Neatkarīgi no tām lietām, ko biju darījis.
So it's interesting because now you're a missionary, you're serving God.
Un tas ir interesanti, jo tagad tu esi misionārs un tu kalpo Dievam.
And when you say, I'm a missionary, maybe in the head of the people came this image, oh, this amazing servant of Christ.
Un kad tu saki, es esmu misionārs, pirmā doma cilvēkiem ir, jā, šis brīnišķīgais Kristus sekotājs.
That maybe probably you are, or this perfect people, this perfect person.
un kas tu noteikti arī esi, bet nu, tā ideja par šo perfekto personu.
But you have like your way, you had your way to get there.
Bet arī tev bija ceļš, kā tu tur nonāci.
And I feel that many people in certain moments of their life feel like I'm not good enough to go back. I'm not in good condition to go to a church or to even pray.
Un man šķiet, ka vairums cilvēki kaut kādos savus dzīves brīžos jūtās nepietiekami labi priekš Dieva, nepietiekami labi, lai dotos uz draudzi, nepietiekami labi, lai lūgtu Dievu.
So it's not they don't believe in God, but they don't feel worthy to go back to Him.
Un nav tā, ka viņi netic Dievam, vienkārši viņi nejūtas pietiekami labi, lai pie Viņa atgrieztos.
And I don't know if you ever feel like that, but from this point of your life, what could you say to someone that is feeling like that?
Un es nezinu, vai tu tā jūties, bet varbūt ir kaut kas, ko tu vari pateikt kādam, kurš tā jūtas.
I would first say that God loves you.
Es noteikti vispirms pateiktu, ka Dievs tevi mīl.
I would say that I am a missionary.
Es teiktu, ka es esmu misionārs.
But I am just as sinful and just as messed up as everybody else.
Bet es esmu tikpat grēcīgs un tikpat samaitāts, sabojāts kā ik viens cits.
But through God's grace and His gift of His Son through Jesus.
Bet caur Dieva žēlastību un Viņa dāvanu Jēzu Kristu.
I am forgiven and I get to serve Him.
Man ir piedots un es varu Viņam kalpot.
I think that is something powerful to listen.
Man šķiet, ka tas ir kaut kas spēcīgs, ko dzirdēt.
Because again, I don't feel it's just like a theory. I read about this in the Bible.
Jo tā nav tikai teorija, un mēs to izlasam Bībelē.
But it's your life's testimony.
Bet tā ir tava dzīves liecība.
And there is something else that you share in the chapel yesterday.
Vēl kaut kas, ko tu dalīji čaplā vakardien.
That actually when you went to Bible school,
ka tad, kad tu devies uz Bībeles skolu.
Maybe it would be fair to say that you are not completely a Christian yet.
Varētu teikt, ka tu nebija līdz galam kristietis tajā laikā.
I have the feeling that many people think that you need to have a perfect life before to go to Bible school.
Man šķiet, ka daudz cilvēki domā, ka tev vajadzīga perfekta dzīve, lai tu varētu doties uz Bībeles skolu.
Or that is not going to work for you.
Vai tev tas nedarbosies.
But was not your experience, but it worked for you.
Un tā nebija tava pieredze, bet tas tev darbojās.
So how was that?
Kā tas bija?
Yes, you are correct.
Yeah.
When I went to Bible school.
Kad es devos uz Bībeles skolu?
I don't know if I would have said I was a Christian.
Es nezinu, vai es uzskatīju sev par kristieti.
But despite feeling that way.
Bet neskatoties uz to, ka tā jutos.
And all the things I had done to run away from God.
Un visām tām lietām, ko biju darījis, lai aizbēgtu no Dieva.
God still showed his love to me.
Dievs joprojām parādīja man savu mīlestību.
He met me during my time at Bible school.
Viņš mani sastapa manā laikā Bībeles skolā.
And he brought me back to him.
Un viņš mani atveda atpakaļ pie sevis.
And he healed me.
Viņš mani dziedināja.
And he grew me closer to him.
Un viņš mani pieaudzēja sev tuvāk.
And now you are serving God.
Un tagad tu kalpo Dievam.
And not only in what people understand that is ministry only, like preaching.
Un ne tikai tādā veidā, ko parasti cilvēki saprot ar kalpošanu, kas ir sludināšana.
But also in a really practical way.
Bet arī ļoti praktiskā veidā.
And I want to know a little more about that part of your ministry.
Es gribu nedaudz vairāk uzzināt par to daļu tavas kalpošanas.
I will say the one you do with your hands.
Es teiktu to, ko tu dari ar savām rokām.
And how God prepared you to do that kind of work.
Un kā Dievs tevi sagatavoja, lai tu varētu darīt šādu veidu darbu?
Yes, so currently I'm the facility manager at Tyndale Theological Seminary.
Jā, tagad es esmu saimniecības vadītājs tajā Bībeles skolā, kurā mācījos iepriekš.
So yes, I do a lot of fixing things.
Tātad jā, es daudz laboju lietas.
And I love it.
Un man tas patīk.
When I graduated high school,
kad es pabeidzu vidusskolu,
I got a job doing electrical.
Es dabūju darbu kā elektriķis.
And plumbing.
Un arī kanalizācijā.
And carpentry.
Un arī celtniecībā.
And appliance repair.
Un arī labojot dažādas ierīces.
The list goes on.
Un tas saraksts ir garš.
I didn't know it at the time, but God was using that time.
Es tajā laikā to neapzinājos, bet Dievs to laiku ļoti lietoja.
He was giving me skills.
Viņš man deva iemaņas.
And experiences that have benefited me in ministry.
Un pieredzi, kas man ir tik ļoti noderējusi kalpošanā.
After my time doing that job,
pēc mana laika darot šo darbu,
we had the opportunity to join a mission organization in Mexico.
Mums bija iespēja pievienoties misijas organizācijai Meksikā,
where we spent 6 months building houses for families in extreme poverty.
Kur mēs pavadījām laiku ceļot mājas ģimenēm, kuras ir izteiktā nabadzībā.
It was such an amazing experience to provide for these families.
Tā bija tik brīnišķīga pieredze, apgādājot šīs ģimenes.
But then also be able to share the reason why.
Bet tad arī varot dalīties ar šo iemeslu, kāpēc.
And that reason was Jesus.
Un tas iemesls bija Jēzus.
So through these experiences, God was preparing me.
Un caur šīm pieredzēm Dievs mani sagatavoja.
And I didn't know that at the time.
Un tajā laikā es to nezināju.
But when we came to the Netherlands,
bet kad mēs nokļuvām Nīderlandē,
and I was offered this opportunity,
un man piedāvāja šo iespēju,
I realized all my previous experiences.
Es sapratu, ka visas manas iepriekšējās pieredzes
and my previous trainings
un mani iepriekšējie treniņi
fit perfectly into this position.
Pilnīgi precīzi iederās šajā darba pozīcijā.
And it's very humbling and exciting.
Un tas ir arī pazeminoši un brīnišķīgi.
To look back how God brought me here.
Atskatoties, kā Dievs mani aizveda šeit.
And it's interesting because when you got that job,
un ir interesanti, jo tad, kad tu dabūji to darbu,
at that time you were not a Christian.
Tajā laikā tu nebija kristietis.
Yes,
jā,
that's right.
Patiesi.
But in God's plans,
bet
he was
plāna,
still working on you.
Viņš tāpat pie tevis jau strādāja.
That's right.
Even if you were aware of that or if you're willing to that.
Pat tu to zināji vai ne?
So, God all the time had a plan with you.
Un Dievam vienmēr uz tevi bija plāns.
And I noticed that from my experience, it's really easy to talk with you.
No manas pieredzes ir ļoti viegli sarunāties ar
tevi. Like, you are a people person, you have like an ability to talk naturally with people.
Tāds doma, ka tu esi cilvēks un tev sanāk dabīgi runāt ar cilvēkiem.
And that is also part of your ministry.
Un tā arī ir daļa no tavas kalpošanas.
Not maybe inside of a church.
Varbūt ne tieši draudzē.
But wherever you are living.
Bet lai arī kur tu dzīvo.
Contacting people.
Satuvinoties ar cilvēkiem.
So how that part of your ministry work?
Kā darbojas šī daļa no tavas kalpošanas?
Yes, that's the other part of our ministry.
Jā, tā ir otra daļa mūsu kalpošanai.
We are part of an evangelism ministry in the Netherlands.
Mēs esam daļa no evangelizācijas kalpošanas Nīderlandē.
The church in the Netherlands is fading.
Draudze Nīderlandē izgaist.
Less than 2% of the people in our area are Christians.
Mazāk kā 2% mūsu vidē ir kristieši.
So we go on to the streets and we try to meet these people.
Un tāpēc mēs ejam uz ielām un mēs cenšamies iepazīties ar šiem cilvēkiem.
These people who haven't heard of Jesus.
Šie cilvēki, kuri nav dzirdējuši par Jēzu.
Or have left the church for some reason.
Vai kādu iemeslu dēļ ir atstājuši draudzi.
And we try to talk with them.
Un mēs cenšamies ar viņiem runāt.
And we share Jesus with them.
Un mēs ar viņiem dalāmies par Jēzu.
And from your story, you told at some moment you decide to give God a second chance.
Un no tava stāsta dzirdot, tu vienā savas dzīves brīdī izlēmi dot Dievam otru iespēju.
So you went to Bible school.
Tu devies uz Bībeles skolu.
You meet God.
Tu sastapies ar Dievu.
He healed you, he changed your life.
Viņš tevi dziedināja un mainīja tavu dzīvi.
And in what moment that became in this, I want to spend my life serving this God.
Un kurā brīdī tas pārtapa tajā, ka tu gribi visu savu dzīvi veltīt, lai kalpotu Dievam?
Oh, so how that grow inside of you?
Kā tas tevī uzauga?
I realized that no matter how I felt,
es sapratu to, ka neatkarīgi no tā, kā es jūtos,
no matter what I did,
neatkarīgi no tā, ko es darīju,
no matter what I experienced,
neatkarīgi no tā, ko es piedzīvoju,
that God loved me,
ka Dievs mani mīlēja.
And through all those dark times I went through.
Un caur visiem šiem tumšajiem dzīves brīžiem, kuriem gāju cauri.
He saved me from that.
Viņš mani no tā izglāba.
And I want to share that with people.
Un es to gribēju dalīt ar cilvēkiem.
From the experiences I have had.
No tām pieredzēm, kas bija bijušas man.
And from the love that Jesus gives me.
Un no tās mīlestības, ko Jēzus man dod.
I want to share that with people and give it to them.
Es gribēju dalīt to ar cilvēkiem un dot to viņiem.
So when you are talking with people in the street, you say in the Netherlands people are maybe not that close to God.
Un tad, kad tu runā uz ielas ar cilvēkiem par Dievu, tu teiktu, ka viņi ir tālu no Dieva.
So how you find your life story help you in those conversations?
Kā tavuprāt, tavs dzīves stāsts palīdz šajās sarunās?
Or if people can relate with your story?
Vai kā cilvēki var līdzi uz tavam stāstam?
We usually start by asking a question.
Mēs parasti uzsākam uzdodot jautājumu.
I ask what do people need the most in the world?
Es uzdodu jautājumu, kas cilvēkiem dzīvē ir visvairāk vajadzīgs.
And quite often the answers are hope.
Un diezgan bieži atbilde ir cerība, peace, miers,
freedom,
brīvība,
joy,
prieks,
healing,
dziedināšana.
These are all things that God has done in my life.
Šīs ir visas lietas, kuras Dievs ir darījis manā dzīvē.
So when I receive an answer like that,
un kad es saņemu šādu veidu atbildi,
I'm able to share with them what Jesus did for
es
me.
Es varu ar cilvēkiem līdzdalīt, ko Jēzus darīja manā dzīvē.
And from my experience,
un no manas pieredzes,
I can tell them that Jesus can offer these things.
Es varu pateikt, ka Jēzus var nodrošināt šīs lietas.
Yeah, I think that is powerful.
Manuprāt, tas ir ļoti spēcīgi.
Yeah, when you can understand the person you are talking with.
Kad tu vari saprast to cilvēku, ar kuru tu sarunājies.
Not in a place where you are judging them.
Ne no tādas pozīcijas, ka tu viņus nosodi.
I'm saved, you're not.
Es esmu glābts un tu ne.
But I understand. I have been in the same place.
Bet es saprotu un es esmu bijis līdzīgā situācijā.
We need the same savior.
Mums vajag to pašu glābēju.
And it's kind of like an invitation.
Un tas ir tāda kā uzaicinājums.
And do you have like many response from the people, mostly rejection, mostly people accepting what you are saying?
Un kādas parasti ir atbildes no cilvēkiem? Viņi to pieņem vai tomēr atsakās?
I would say mostly rejection.
Es teiktu, ka parasti tas ir atteikums.
But we pray before we go out onto the street.
Bet mēs lūdzam, pirms mēs dodamies uz ielām.
And we say, God, please bring us in contact with the people that are searching for you.
Un mēs lūdzam par to, lai Dievs mums pieved tos cilvēkus, kuri viņu meklē.
So there's some conversations we have.
Un tad ir dažas sarunas, kuras mums ir.
That we can tell immediately God's been preparing this person.
Kuras mēs uzreiz varam pateikt, Dievs ir gatavojis šo cilvēku.
And there's things in their lives that they are searching for, they are missing.
Lietas viņu dzīvē, pēc kā viņi meklē un viņiem pietrūkst šīs lietas.
And then we're able to share Jesus with them.
Un tad mēs varam ar viņiem dalīties par Jēzu.
Sometimes I feel like we have our plans.
Dažreiz man šķiet, mums ir savi plāni.
And for moments we discover God's plans.
Un brīžos mēs atklājam Dieva plāns.
So, I plan to go to do evangelism today.
Es plānoju šodien doties evangelizēt.
I made this plan of, God have been working 3 years with this person for this exact day.
Un mums ir tā doma, Dievs droši vien strādāja ar šo cilvēku 3 gadus tieši šim mirklim, kad viņu sastapšu.
And make you feel like part of something bigger that is going on.
Un tas liek tev sajusties kā daļai no kaut kā lielāka, ko Dievs dara.
And, you have been teaching this week.
Šonedēļ tu pasniedzi.
And I think the message you were sharing was really necessary.
Un manuprāt, tas vēstījums, ko tu mācīji, bija ļoti nepieciešams.
Something that sometimes we live so much in a rush.
Bieži vien mēs dzīvojam tādā steigā.
That we don't have time to stop and think about.
Ka mums nav laika, lai mēs apstātos un padomātu par lietām.
So, maybe in these final minutes of the program, you can share about which topic you have been teaching this week.
Un varbūt šajā ierakst pēdējās minūtēs tu varētu padalīties ar tematu, kuru tu mācīji.
And maybe explain us a little about how it works.
Un nedaudz izskaidrot, kā tas darbojas.
So this week I've been talking about the topic of surviving and thriving.
Šonedēļ es runāju par tematu, ko sauc par izdzīvošanu un plaukšanu.
We've been working through a chart that includes surviving, thriving, burnout and renewal.
Mēs strādājām ar tādu tabulu, kura sevī iekļauj plaukšanu, atjaunošanos, izdzīvošanu un izdegšanu.
We have learned the importance of building healthy disciplines while we are thriving.
Mēs iemācījāmies, cik svarīgi ir izveidot disciplīnas, kas palīdz mums uzplaukt.
We have talked about awareness for when we move into surviving.
Mēs esam runājuši arī par apzinātību, kādai mums jābūt tad, kad mēs esam izdzīvošanas posmā.
And we talked about the temptation we face while surviving.
Un mēs runājam par kārdinājumiem, kādi mums ir tad, kad mēs izdzīvojam.
And then we talked about how if we don't move from surviving into resting, we will move to burnout.
Un tad mēs arī runājam par to, kā tad, ja mēs no izdzīvošanas neejam atjaunošanā, kā mēs varam virzīties līdz pat izdegšanai.
And then we spent time talking about resting.
Un tad mēs arī pavadījām laiku runājot par atpūtu.
How we need to be still.
Kā mums vajag būt mierā.
And know who God is.
Un zināt, kas ir Dievs.
And take the time out of our busy schedule and life.
Un paņemt laiku no mūsu aizņemtās dzīves.
To listen to him and spend time with him.
Lai klausītos Dievā un pavadīt ar viņu laiku.
So, just finishing this program.
Šīs programmas nobeigumā.
I know by what you shared that Bible school was kind of key in your life.
Es zinu, ka pēc tā, ko tu dalī, Bībeles skola ir svarīgs punkts tavā dzīvē.
And now part of your ministry is to be involved with also a Bible school.
Un tagad daļa no tavas kalpošanas ir arī būt iesaistītam Bībeles skolās.
I feel in some way giving part of what you received before.
Kaut kas tas, ko tu dod no tā, ko tu ieguvi iepriekš.
But sometimes there are many prejudices you have before to go to Bible school.
Dažreiz ir vairāki aizspriedumi, kādi tev ir pirms tu dodies uz Bībeles skolu.
About what happened there.
Kas tur notiek.
How you will deal with the things that they ask from you.
Kā tu tiksi galā ar lietām, kuras no tevis tiek prasītas.
But I know that every people who go to a Bible school go because they understand that God is asking that from them.
Bet es zinu, ka vairums cilvēku, kas dodas uz Bībeles skolu, jūtas, ka Dievs ir tas, kas no viņiem to prasa.
But it's not always easy to make that step.
Bet nav vienmēr viegli spērt šo soli.
So if someone is listening now,
un ja kāds šobrīd klausās,
he understand that maybe God is asking from them that step.
Un viņš sajūt, ka Dievs no viņa prasa šo soli.
What will you say to those people?
Ko tu teiktu šiem cilvēkiem?
I would say, please go to Bible school.
Es teiktu, dodieties uz Bībeles skolu.
Despite how imperfect you are.
Neskatoties uz to, cik ļoti jūs neesat perfekts.
Bible school was an amazing experience for me.
Bībeles skola bija brīnišķīga pieredze man.
It was a one-year program.
Tā bija viena gada programma.
And I learned so much.
Un es iemācījos tik daudz.
I built healthy habits and disciplines.
Es iemācījos veselīgus ieradumus un disciplīnas.
I learned so much about the Bible.
Es iemācījos tik daudz par Bībeli.
About God.
Par Dievu.
And about myself.
Un par sevi pašu.
And it gave me the best foundation.
Un tas man deva vislabākos pamatus.
For the rest of my life.
Atlikušajai manai dzīvei.
And it prepared me for what God had for my future.
Un tas sagatavoja mani, kas Dievam bija priekš manas nākotnes.
Okay, we are running out of time.
Mums vairs nav daudz laika.
But I think this program was really interesting.
Bet manuprāt, šīs dienas programma bija ļoti interesanta.
Thank you for sharing your story with us.
Paldies, ka dalījies ar mums ar savu stāstu.
Thank you for opening your heart, not only in this program, but also the whole week.
Paldies, ka atvēri savu sirdi ne tikai šajā ierakstā, bet arī visas nedēļas garumā.
And that is all.
Un tas ir viss.
Thank you for listening.
Paldies, ka klausījāties.
And if you like what you have been listening,
un ja jums patika tas, ko dzirdējāt,
you can live a whole year like this.
Jūs varat piedzīvot šādu gadu.
You can come to our school to study.
Jūs varat braukt uz mūsu skolu, lai mācītos.
Tu klausījies Baltijas kalpošanas skolas raidījuma Mācies un māci. Dieva gudrībā un viņa vadībā tavai dzīvei ir nozīme.